And joining us on the phone now is H. Woody Brock, who is the author of a book called American Gridlock, Why the Right and Left Are Both Wrong, Common Sense 101 Solutions to the Economic Crisis. Dr. Brock has worked with corporations around the world and institutions for a number of years and is joining us now. Good morning to you.
And how are you all?
We are just fine. Thank you very much. Is there anything other than the economy this year in this presidential election that's going to be the big thing that everybody talks about?
Well, the two other big issues that could affect all of us would be, number one, a collapse in Europe. As you know, the euro, the currency, is in real trouble. And there could be a crisis, but we hope it's avoided. And secondly, the Israel-Iran situation is getting worse and worse. But basically, I think it's all about the economy, not just American gridlock in Washington, where nothing is working, but the economy in the longer run, where the nation faces $50 trillion of Medicare and Social Security expenditures that it really cannot fund. So we have both short and long run issues, which is what American gridlock addresses.
And Dr. Brock, I've talked about this before on the show. As you go through life, your perceptions sometimes change, but it just seems to me we're at a point we've never been at least in my lifetime so far. Julie and I were absolutely amazed that almost every member of the Senate agreed on this insider trading bill that they are working on right now. But it seems that these days, if one side comes up with one idea, the other side immediately says, no, that's not going to work. I hate it. Forget about it. There's no compromise of any kind today.
That is correct. It is why, you know, we speak of the word American gridlock, which is not just the name of this book, but the Pew Foundation in Philadelphia recently issued a report showing that gridlock is now the number one concern of average American people who realize more and more that we have problems and that Washington is doing nothing because of the polarization you're talking about. You know, it doesn't need to be this way. And one of the things I tried to do in the book is to take three or four of the big crises we face, like the lost decade we're in right now, or the future when we can't afford all these retirement benefits, and to show that there actually are win-win solutions about which you can be very optimistic that don't require left-wing, right-wing dialogue of the deaf, which is what is being served up to the American people right now.
Don't we have to take the money and influence out of politics for it to be able to work and get anything done?
Money has always been in politics.
Sometimes but not to this extent, really.
This is correct. It's absolutely outrageous. I think the Supreme Court decision on PACs was terrible.
Terrible.
And it is a problem. And on the other hand, they get to the point when, and I say it's going to be the election of 2016 more than the coming election, when too many Americans will have been sleeping in the back seats of their cars for too long, and there's going to be real outrage at throwing the bastards out. Excuse me, but this is what it's about. So eventually, the special interest groups get toned down and the public gets its vengeance and throws the rascals out. I mean, this is going on in the history of politics in the world, but it is a very bad system right now. And K Street, the lobbyist street in Washington, basically is buying government, just as you're suggesting.
Yep.
Now, Dr. Brock, this question, of course, requires a lot more discussion than we're going to have time for this morning.
Sure.
But just in a very general way, let's start with the left. Where do you think they are wrong as far as the economy is concerned?
The left is wrong insofar as they continue not to focus, as they should, on incentives for the economy to grow at the level of you and me. America is about small business. We don't have lobbyists in Washington, do we? The growth and the employment all come from small businesses. The left wing has made it more and more difficult for small businesses to operate. You will find very, very few small businessmen who support, if you will, big government and the left at all.
And yet you have to admit this president has provided tax cuts, nothing but tax cuts to small businesses and tax incentives, correct?
Well, if you run a small business, you'll find that other things are involved, like more and more regulation. Look at his $600 reporting requirement thing. It was such a disaster, they had to reverse it. Who would ever think of requiring small businesses to report information about every check they write for $600? The only people that do that are people like the president, whom I respect, but who's never been involved in small business and has essentially no understanding or sympathy for it.
Well, I think they're trying to keep people from cheating on the taxes. But anyway,
digress. And let's move over to the far right and see what you think is their biggest problem with the economy.
I think the people on the far right are essentially off base in many ways, but in particular, they support a form of capitalism that the founder of capitalism, the famous Adam Smith 200 years ago, would be spinning in his grave if he were to see. For example, take Wall Street. In the true Nobel Prize-winning analysis of an economy, Adam Smith and the modern people who sort of worked out what he was getting at, there can be no companies like Goldman Sachs with power in Washington. When we talk about the invisible hand of the, quote, free market, it means no K Street, no Goldman Sachs, no buying of influence. So if the people on the right claim to be capitalists, they ought to point out that there is true capitalism, which is about perfect competition and no ganging up on people, versus the bastardized capitalism that we are now facing more and more in Washington with more and more lobbyists. That's the first thing that they are, I think, wrong about. The second thing is they seem to not understand that the while a flat tax might be good for them, being wealthy in general, nothing in either economic theory or in moral philosophical theory would deny the fact that the wealthy ought to pay a larger share. This is not a left-wing view. This is simply follows from the axiom of economics, as I and others have shown. So the right-wing better understand that if it really believes in capitalism, then it must believe in redistribution to a point, hardly a new point, and it must believe in true capitalism, not in crony capitalism.
Well, the book is very interesting, and in this election year, I would suggest that everybody pick up a copy. It's called American Gridlock. You've gotten a lot of support from other people who enjoy your book and appreciate the information you have there. And H. Woody Brock is the author. American Gridlock, again, is the title. And we thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, both of you, Ken and Julie.